My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Nowadays, if you have cell phone, you can watch bloggers who have been conducting social experiments in social media regarding, for example, a person, CEO, who disguises himself to be a homeless, to see that his employers have the honesty, testing their trustworthiness in asking for kindness of people. They have been all documented in their cameras to share to all. Their stories inspire all of us to see and hear that there are still people who are honest, trustworthy, and kind to help people in need. I guess, my dear brothers and sisters, these social experiments are not totally new. I'd like to share with you an old Irish legend about a social experiment a king did long time ago. It seems that the reigning king had no children to succeed him on the throne. So he had his messengers post signs in every town and village of his kingdom, inviting qualified men to apply for an interview with the king. This way, the king hoped to be able to choose a successor before he died. Two qualifications especially were stressed. The person must have a deep love for God and for his neighbor. The young man around whom the legend centers saw one of the signs. He indeed had a deep love for God and his neighbors. He felt a kind of inner voice telling him to apply for an interview. But the young man was so poor that he didn't have decent clothes to wear to an interview. He also had no money to buy provisions for the long journey to the king's castle. So the young man prayed over the matter. He finally decided to beg for the clothes and for the provisions he needed. When everything was ready, he set out. After a month of travel, one day the young man caught sight of the king's castle. It sat high on a hill in the distance. At about the same time, he also caught sight of a poor beggar sitting by the side of the road. The beggar held out his hands and pleaded for help. "I am hungry and cold," he said in a weak voice. "Could you give me something warm to wear and something nourishing to eat?" The young man was moved by the sight of the beggar. He stripped off his clothes, warm outer clothes, and exchanged them for the tattered old coat of the beggar. And he also gave the beggar most of the provisions he had been carrying in his backpack for the return journey. Then, somewhat uncertainly, he walked on to the castles in tattered clothes and without enough food for his return trip. When the young man arrived at the castle, guards met him at the gate. They took him to the visitor's area. After a long wait, the young man was led in to see the king. He bowed down before the throne, and when he straightened up, the young man could hardly believe his eyes. He said to the king, "You were the beggar beside the road." "That's right," said the king. "Why did you do this to me?" asked the young man. "I had to find out," said the king, "if you really did love God and neighbors." My dear brothers and sisters, even though this is a fictitious story, its point is absolutely valid. It's the same point that today's readings, especially the gospel, make. The point is this: you and I will be judged at the end of life on how well we serve Christ the King in the least of our brothers and sisters. Recall Jesus' words in today's gospel. "Then the king will say, 'I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me in your home. I was sick and you took care of me.' The righteous will then answer him, 'When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink?' The king will reply, 'I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of my sisters or brothers of mine, you did it for me.'" To concretize the point of Jesus' words, I once asked my students. I was a religion teacher when I was way back home in the seminary. The question I asked them: "When was the last time you helped someone who needed help? When was the last time you helped someone who needed help?" Here are somewhat the responses of my three students gave me. I quote, "When I was on the bus Friday, a man carrying several bulky boxes got on. I offered him my seat. He declined but asked me if I would hold some of the boxes for him. I did, and he was very thankful." Next, "About 2 weeks ago, I was sitting on a bus next to a crazy lady. She wanted someone to talk to, so I treated her kindly and listened to her." The third one is this: "I cannot remember when I helped someone I didn't know. I really feel bad about that. If it had been so long ago, I cannot remember. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I have closed my eyes to needy people." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we might ask ourselves the same question I ask my students. When was the last time we helped someone who needed help? What would be your answer? Would we be like the first two students? Or would we be like the third one who couldn't remember? What about helping members of the family? When was the last time we volunteered to help them with something? What about neighbors or people in this parish? When was the last time we went out on our way to help them when they were in need? Why don't we open our hearts more to the poor, the lonely, the needy, regardless of who they are and where they live? What might we do to change this right now, beginning today? My dear brothers and sisters, today's readings bring to a close the liturgical year of the church, cycle A. And of all the readings this year, few have a message that is more important than today's. Today's message is so important because it concerns what we will be judged on at the end of our lives. We will be judged on how well we serve Christ the King in the least important among us. Let me close with this short story. The parish priest climbed up on a high church steeple to be nearer to God so that he might hand his word down to his people. Then one day, indeed, he heard God speak, and he cried out from the steeple, "Where art thou, Lord?" And the Lord replied, "Down here among my people." Amen.